On this week's House Matters, National Security Minister provides update on police vehicle procurement, and Prime Minister Andrew Holness shares details of the JDF assistance to Dominica. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the ministry is going through the procurement process to provide 119 vehicles for the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF before Christmas. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Minister Montague said the government has met the procurement guidelines for acquiring the vehicles.
The policy as committed to the Jamaican public will continue. The issue surrounding the 66 cars is getting priority attention. The police are more mobile than they were in previous years. The procurement process will continue to be observed and adhered to. And the public of Jamaica will never be at a financial disadvantage as a result of this matter.
Mr. Montague says the vehicles will be obtained for the JCF with transparency, clarity, accountability, and good governance.
Three tenders were found: Trivisco Enterprise, O'Brien's International, and Motor One Imports. One additional bid that was not placed in the box was rejected and returned unopened because it was not submitted on time and according to the GOJ procurement guidelines. This ministry that I lead will not breach the GOJ procurement guidelines.
Minister Montague says following an assessment of the bids received from the three companies, the evaluating committee shortlisted O'Brien's International and Motor One Imports.
The evaluation committee in its final deliberation recommended to the NCC that contracts be awarded to both bidders. The evaluation committee also felt that it would not be in the best interest of the ministry to award all lots to one bidder, and this is contained on page 14 of the tender evaluation report.
Minister Montague also noted that the National Contracts Commission made the recommendation that O'Brien's International be awarded the contract to supply 200 motor vehicles to the JCF. He added that a number of measures were put in place to protect the government's financial investment.
On January 25th, a contract was signed between the ministry and O'Brien's. At that time also, O'Brien's provided a performance bond and an advance payment guarantee bond as per the regulations. This was to ensure adherence to the contract by the supplier and that the tax dollars of the Jamaican people were always protected. At no time was or will the Jamaican taxpayer be at risk. Any lack of performance will not place the taxpayer at any financial risk. At no time were the people of Jamaica at any risk for financial loss.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. The final batch of Jamaica Defence Force JDF members deployed to the Eastern Caribbean to assist rebuilding efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria have returned home. Giving an update on the work of the soldiers, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the 130-man disaster assistance team, led by Colonel Jamie O'Gilvie, returned to the island from Dominica Tuesday. The team was deployed to the Caribbean territory for 2 months, where the Jamaican soldiers provided engineering work, debris removal assistance, security, logistics management of relief supplies, as well as health services.
Of specific significance is that the bridge leading to one of the main tourist attractions, the Watton Waven Hot Springs on the island, was destroyed. The JDF engineers constructed that bridge so that the attraction could be open next year for the winter season when their cruise ships would come.
The Prime Minister added that the repaired bridge is scheduled to be open in January 2018. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more happenings in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.